Hello?
This better be about hiding a dead body, otherwise I don't want to know from you.
What? I'm sorry, I'm calling from the Walmart. I was calling about your cactus. It's ready.
My what?
I'm sorry, who is this? My name's Leonora.
Oh, hey, Leonora. It's Roy from the Walmart. Your cactus is ready.
Okay, that's
Hello?
Great. Hello?
Is there two
Hello?
People? Are there two people
Who's
on
this?
The... I'm calling from the Walmart. Is there two people on the line? I'm a little confused here.
There shouldn't be. This is my house phone.
Okay, I don't know who that is, but you've reached Leonora.
No, you have not. I am Leonora. So I don't know who the hell you are, but I don't appreciate you impersonating me.
I'm not impersonating anyone. You're impersonating me. What are you doing on my phone line?
This is my phone line. Give me your date of birth then, honey.
Look, I don't know who either. I'm just calling for Leonora about the cactus. It's at Walmart, it's ready. You can come pick it up whenever you're ready. So whichever.
I didn't order a cactus.
I ordered
and
the
Walmart is this?
I'm the real Leonora. I ordered
no,
the cactus.
No, you're not.
What are you
No, you're not.
Ma'am, like, maybe we just have the same name.
I find that hard to believe. What's your date of birth?
Why are you on my phone line?
This is my phone line. What's your phone number?
This is my phone line. My phone rang. And you're
no,
on
my
here.
My phone rang.
And you're talking about
no.
dead bodies or something. Like, I think you're some kind of a scam artist.
No, I'm not. I'd like to know who it is that's impersonating me and calling me on my home phone.
Okay, well, I'm sorry to bother both of you, but...
Which Walmart is this?
Whoever had the cactus at Walmart...
Which Walmart are you?
Okay, ma'am, you don't have to yell at me. I'm just calling
I'm
to
not
let...
yelling. I'm asking a question. What Walmart are
okay,
you?
Okay, I'm just calling to let the real Leonora that the cactus is ready, and she said that's fine, and I can just let you both go now, and you can... figure
Where,
it out.
Which Walmart is this?
It's the one that you came and ordered the cactus from. You came here in person and paid for it already.
No,
so it's ready to
not.
Be picked up.
No, yes, then someone is impersonating me and I don't appreciate it.
No, you're impersonating me, lady. I don't know who the hell you are. You need
really
to get the
not.
Fuck off of my phone line.
No, you need to get the fuck off of mine, honey, and you need to stop stealing other people's identity.
This has been my name since birth. Where do you
really?
Live?
And where are you? I'm in Connecticut. Where are you?
I'm in Connecticut, too. I'm on road. And
no, you're not on road, sweetheart. I'm standing right here on cut it out.
You are full of shit, ma'am. I don't...
No, you are full of shit. I will track you down.
I don't know what you're trying to pull here, but I just want to get my cactus. That's
unbelievable.
All.
You've already given her too much information.
No, she's already got it. She's claiming to
Who
be
is that?
At my address. What's your husband's name?
My husband's name is Charles.
No. What's your date of birth?
Quit asking me. What are you, an identity thief? Stop asking me so many questions.
No, you are, and I will find you. Trust me.
I don't know what you're talking about.
I don't know what game you're playing, sweetie. I really don't.
I ordered a... Is Walmart still on the line? Like, who do you have on the line? Is that someone there?
No, ma'am. That's nobody here. That's on your end.
Well, it's not on my end. She's not in my house.
No, it's on my end.
She's saying she lives at my address.
Yeah, good luck.
She's
Come
full
step
of,
out your door. Go
she's
ahead.
Full of
Come
crap.
On. What are you?
What, are you threatening me now? I just want to go
no,
to Walmart.
No, I'm telling you to step out your door. If that's who you are,
I will
come
step
on.
Out my door. I'm going to step out my
go
door
ahead.
And go to Walmart and pick up my damn cactus.
Mm-hmm. So you're going to go to the Walmart over in... Good. I'll meet you there.
Oh, now this is just weird. Like, you better not cause any problems. I just go in there
no,
to get my
you
cactus.
You better stop causing problems. I don't know who you are, but I will find out.
If you two are going to fight, you need to stay out of our store. Because, you know, this is Walmart. We can't have this kind of thing going on here.
Yeah, no, this is called identity theft. But if that's the case, like I said, I will find out.
You're the identity thief.
No,
you're the fake Leonora.
So,
I'm the real one.
No. Yeah, keep dreaming,
sweetie. You probably don't even have a cactus.
Let me tell you where I'm going to put that cactus on you, sweetie. Go ahead.
Now you go ahead. Tell me. Tell me where you're going to put it.
Oh, meet me there. Go ahead. Meet me at the customer service desk.
I think your husband's right. You need to shut the fuck up and get off the phone, lady.
No, you need to shut the fuck up.
Because
I will definitely report you.
Well, you're saying your husband's name is Charles, and my husband's name is Charles.
Yeah, no, you are a fake person.
I am not a fake person. This has been my name since birth. Who are you to say that I'm a fake person?
You are a fake person.
And you live at my address.
This is a scam. Go ahead.
Go ahead with what? I'm going to Walmart right now.
I can't wait.
Okay, well, you need to stay the fuck out of the cactus department, because I'm going there to get my cactus.
Go ahead. I'll see you there.
Okay.
What is your name?
Who is this?
What is your last name?
Butthole.
Better hope I don't ever see you face to face, buddy.
What the hell is wrong with you? You don't know me, I don't know you.
Who are you, you dipshit?
What do you mean, below my house?
I'm gonna call Stuart, find out who the hell you are, and have your ass kicked.
Hey everyone, this is the Snowplow Show you're listening to. I'm your host, Brad.
Yeah, one of them made a seat and the other put a fair shape.
But sir, this show is sponsored by ZTK, high school graduate, FOD87, Synthhead, and Brown Magic.
Who?
Brown Magic.
I don't know what you're talking about.
He's one of the sponsors on the Patreon. He's been with us for a really long time.
I'm sorry you got me messed up.
No, Brown Magic, sir.
Brown Magic, I guess.
Okay. He's one of the sponsors. It's not a big deal. You're making it weird.
I'm sorry.
It's okay. This past Monday, I was listening to the Milkbox show.
Yeah.
And he was calling up people, like calling up hotels and getting them to call up Beverly during the show. You know Beverly Bot?
I don't.
Oh, Beverly, you don't know Beverly Bot?
Mm-mm.
Okay, well, he's trying to get people to call her up, and they would call her up and chew her out. It's like hotels he was calling and wanting to paint murals on their walls. God, you're making this so weird that I have to explain it all. Here, let me play the call. This is the lady from the hotel calling back during Milkbox's show to the Beverly line.
Hello.
Hi, my name is Amy, and I work at the Suites, and I heard from this phone number that you were painting a mural on our building?
Yes, this is Beverly.
Okay. I mean, we didn't request that. I don't know where you started painting.
Hi, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Who the fuck is this?
I got a message from the hotel that there was going to be a mural painted.
Well, what the fuck do you think this is?
I don't know. You called and said you were painting a mural.
What is your problem? Do you have nothing better to do?
No, I just received a call, and I was asked to call this number back. So I was just trying to find out what was going on.
You know, I'm going to trace this phone call, motherfucker.
Okay. I'm so sorry. I obviously have the wrong number.
You are a piece of fucking shit. And if you call my phone again...
I think she hung up, Beverly. Ma'am. So, yeah, that was Beverly. She was talking to this lady from a hotel that was calling back Milkbox. Only it wasn't Milkbox, it was Beverly. And Beverly's just a robot.
Oh, so I don't understand. What's that got to do with me?
Oh, because of the ICU call. Someone called into ICU. Somebody three-wayed the ICU on with Beverly.
Wasn't me.
No, I know it wasn't you. No, I have the recording. Here, listen to this.
Hello?
It rings a few times.
Yes, this is Beverly.
And Beverly has a conversation with the ringing telephone.
Yes.
Hi, how are you?
See, she's a robot. She just responds to any noise.
Who the fuck is this?
So here's the ICU picking up here in a minute.
Well, what the fuck do you think this is?
See, she's saying the same thing.
What is your problem? Do you have nothing better to do?
ICU, how can I help you?
You know, I'm going to trace this phone call, motherfucker.
This is Augustine. I can help you.
You are a piece of fucking shit. And if you call my phone again, I'll make sure you don't ever get another phone anywhere, honey.
Some random person just cursing. I don't know what the hell.
Hello?
I've got to trace you on my phone. I'm tracing this phone call. And you know what? I'm going to report you.
Did you say you're pooping?
I'm still confused.
Oh, no, this is just the call that Beverly made to the ICU. And I think these are a bunch of ICU nurses or something standing around the phone, just answering the phone in the ICU.
Right. Your number shows up as Tradio.
Yeah, that was a trick to get you to pick up.
So why are you calling me?
Well, I needed someone to help me do the intro of the show, and the other guy hung up. Here, listen to the end of this ICU call. It's kind of funny because they curse at her.
Hello, how can I help you?
I've already talked to everybody. They don't know who the fuck you are.
Hello?
I think you're fucking mentally ill.
I think you're fucking mentally ill.
I don't think I ever noticed before, but I heard, I think, three different people laughing after he said that. It's like they were all on extension phones or something. All the people in the ICU, maybe. But I lost that lady, the one that's helping me do the intro. Thank you, lady, for helping me do the intro. I'm not sure how that happened. There was some cross lines or something. Today, I'm going to go through some emails, some requests and stuff, and just kind of see what I have in here.
Okay. You got what?
Numbers. You know, numbers that I can call and requests. Phone numbers.
Okay, why?
I'm going to make some phone calls now. You're on the intro of the show with me, ma'am. You're on the Snowplow show.
What?
No, you are right now. You're live on the air. Say hi to everybody. Everybody's listening.
Hi, everybody. I'm not interested. Sorry.
No, it's not a telemarketing call, ma'am. You're in the intro. You're on my show. On the radio. You're on the radio. You're on the radio right now.
Oh. What channel?
Channel 11. Channel 11 on the radio. Yeah, just turn on channel 11 on the radio. But you're in my intro, and you're really making it way longer than it needs to be. So I'm just going to hang up on you, and we're going to do some prank calls.
All right.
Have you ever done prank calls before, ma'am?
No.
Why not?
I don't believe that.
Let's do some prank calls together.
I am 80 years old. I'll be 81, and I've never done a prank call on anybody in my life.
Oh, let's prank call somebody right now. Let's call somebody that's trying to sell something on the radio.
No, thank you.
Oh, come on. Let's say something silly to
them. Don't you dare. I'll have the cops on you.
No, don't call the cops on me, because you'd call the cops on yourself, because you're going to be doing the prank call with me.
No, I'm not.
Oh, yes, you are. No, you have to do the prank call now. Oh, man, she hung up the phone. How are we going to do prank calls together now? I guess I'm just stuck doing prank calls myself. Looks like I have an email here from someone named Brad. He says, Brad, you never use any of my ideas or take any of my requests. So I've decided to send you more. And because I'm also Brad, you and I can swap phone numbers and callers will still reach a Brad. So it's fine. That's a great idea. So he's got three prank ideas here, and I guess I have to take him seriously because he's Brad, or because he's complaining that I've never responded to his emails before. That's probably not even true. Prank call idea number one. When you call a company to do a number change, make sure they know that the company who's getting their old number is the same kind of business, so customers won't be inconvenienced when they dial looking for the business. For example, if it's a landscaping company, you'd say, it turns out the company, I get it. You don't have to explain it to me. Brad. So he just wants me to make the point that it's going to be a seamless transition for their old customers and everything will be fine. And that will infuriate them even more as they are obviously losing customers to a competitor who somehow deceived Roy or Carol to do an unauthorized phone number swap. Okay, let's try that idea. And I've done this before, by the way. I'm pretty sure I've done this before, but just not very much. I don't think I got a good reaction out of it. Hey, Todd, this is Eddie from the AT&T Wireless. I was calling to let you know we're changing your phone number today.
What do you mean?
The 069. It's expired and somebody's outbid you on it. So we have your new number here.
He can't change my number. That number is hooked up to my business.
Yeah, they've got the same kind of business, it looks like. So it'll be an easy transition for your customers.
No, that's not true. This is an AT&T.
Oh, no, I am. I'm calling from the AT&T call center.
Your name?
This is Eddie. And I've got your new phone number here. Do you have something to write with? I just need to give you your new phone number.
Nope. Because this number I've spent 10 years acquiring and I got tens of thousands of dollars worth of ads. And no one asked me to change my number and this is not right. So sorry.
You spent tens of thousands of dollars acquiring this number?
Not this number.
That doesn't sound real.
I advertise on Google for my business, okay?
Well, you don't have to lie just to sound like a big shot to me. Like, I don't
care. Fuck off.
I'm not trying to get in your pants. All right, that one went a little south. Sorry about that, Brad. Maybe I can try that again.
Hello, it's TJ.
Hey, TJ, this is Chris from Verizon Wireless. I was calling to let you know we're changing this phone number, this 441 number today. And you have a new phone number. Do you have something to write down your new phone number with?
I don't really believe you.
Why don't you believe me?
Well, for one, your caller ID says Stefan's Tree Service. And two, I just don't believe anybody because I've been in a war.
Because you've been in a war? That makes you not believe anybody ever?
Well, quite briefly. I don't know why your caller ID would say anything other than Verizon Wireless.
Listen here, buddy. It's because we're at the AT&T, we're at the Verizon Wireless call center, call phone store, and I'm using his cell phone because our phones got shut off for down payment here at the Verizon store.
Yeah, I don't really believe you, and I don't authorize this because I run a business.
Is it because you've been in the war that you don't believe me?
I'm telling you right now, I run a business off this number, and I'm not changing my phone number.
Yeah, but this tree service, they really want to take over your number. And They're kind of twisting my arm here at the Verizon Wireless call center. Okay, I messed that one up. I guess I should be a cell phone company and not a tree company on my caller ID. I'm not even sure why I did that. Why did I say I'm a tree company? Here, I'll just be this very nondescript wireless carrier, which I think is a cell phone store in their local town. But it'll work. At least I won't be with a landscaping company. We're going to get them good.
Greener Tree Moving and Sales. This is Mike.
Hey, Mike. This is Eddie from Verizon Wireless. I'm calling to let you know we're changing this phone number today. This 02 number. We're going to be changing that to a new phone number. Do you have something to write with?
What are you talking about? I'm with AT&T, not Verizon.
I know, but you're originally with Verizon, and then you ported over to AT&T.
I was definitely not with Verizon.
Oh, yes, you were, sir. You probably just don't understand how the phone companies work. We're always changing things around.
I don't know how the phone company works.
Listen here, buddy.
That's
we're changing your phone number, okay? So just get a pen or get a pencil. Well, I got lied to about that one at freecarrierlookup.com. So that was kind of bullshit.
Hello.
This is Brad from Quest. I was calling to let you know we're changing your phone number. This 0 number. We're going to change that to a new phone.
What do you mean it's changing?
Yeah, you're getting
what do you mean it's changing?
Oh, you're getting a brand new phone number. So I just need you to write down your new phone number if you have a pen.
Why are you changing it? I don't want to change.
Oh, somebody outbid you on it. They bid a little bit more money than you, so they're going to be taking your phone number.
Yeah, they can't take my phone number.
Well, no, they've outbid you on it, sir. I'm sorry.
No way. Who are you with?
Well, I'm with.
Who are you with?
I'm with Quest. And we
really?
Own. The
I've had that phone number for 30 years. You're not taking that number.
Yeah, but you know, like the rules say, after 30 years, someone can outbid you from that number.
Okay, then.
And It's a tree company. It's a tree company, sir.
I don't want to change.
So there, it's going to be an easy transition for your customer. Ah, he hung up on me. I was trying to say your shit, Brad.
No.
Sir, you need to write down your new phone number. You're getting a new phone number
today.
I'm
not writing anything down. I go through decks with my numbers and stuff.
Well, you're still going to have a new phone number. It doesn't do any good just to hang up on me like you're a damn child.
Well, you have no right changing that number.
Oh, yes, I do. I'm with Quest. That's what we do. We change phone numbers.
I don't care who you're with.
Well, you should.
I don't care who you're with. I've never heard of such a thing.
Well, I happen to be with the one company in the world that can change your phone number, so you should care.
No, I don't care. And don't change it.
Oh, I'm going to change it. I'm getting ready to type in the sequence of... Fuck! I always get caught up dialing in that sequence of complicated keystrokes. That's how they get you.
Hello.
Hello. This is Steve Day from Verizon Wireless. I was called to let you know we're getting ready to change your phone number. This 278 number.
Yeah, for why?
You just been outbid on it. Somebody outbid you on your phone number. So they're going to get your phone number now, and you're going to get a brand new phone number?
Yeah, whatever.
So if you have something to write down, your new number, I'll give you that.
No, I'm not getting a new number, and I'll wait for Verizon to get a hold of me.
I am getting a hold of you, sir, over the phone, you know, the thing that is our entire business.
The 248 number is a business number.
Yeah, I realize that, sir, and you got outbid on it. So that's why we're taking your number.
I'm not outbid on my number.
Listen, you stupid motherfucker. We're taking your number.
Yeah, I figured you were a fake. Up your ass.
What do you mean I'm a fake? What gave it away? I'm just not having the best of luck with this.
Can I help you?
Yeah, this is Steve Dave from Verizon Wireless. I'm calling to let you know we're changing your phone number.
Why would you change my phone number?
28 number. It's going to be changed to a new phone number with a different area code.
No, that's my business number. What are you talking about?
Oh, you got outbid on your business number. Somebody else.
Yeah.
Paid.
Hey, you can't do that. You can't do that.
Sir,
my business.
We own your phone number.
No, I own I'm with T-Mobile.
Yeah,
what are you talking about?
Right, you lease, but T-Mobile leases the number from us. Since
you can't take my fucking number. What are you talking about?
It's owned by Verizon Wireless. You don't ever own your phone number. Man, people this day just want to argue with me. What do you mean we can't take the number? We're the phone company.
Hello?
Hi, this is Kevin from Google. You know, your phone provider. I'm calling to let you know we're going to be changing your number today.
No, you're not. You're not even my phone provider.
This 8733 number. That's going to be changing to a different phone
number.
Oh, yes, it is.
No, it's not.
Yeah, you may not think it is, but it got ported over from Google. So...
So Google's going to change my phone number?
Yeah, we're going to change the number.
Why?
Just because that's what we do. We change numbers. We're a kind of a telephone provider.
You're not my cell phone provider.
That's correct, but we still own the number. It was originally with Google, and you moved it off to some other carrier.
Never been a Google number.
That's your problem. You're just going to have to deal with the consequences.
What's your name?
Listen, sir, we're changing your number right now. Do you want the new one, or do you want to just call somebody with caller ID?
I want you to tell me what your name is and who you work for.
I already said this is Doug, and I'm with Google.
Doug who? Okay. What's Google doing in Brainerd?
Oh, we're in all the cities, sir. We've got phone numbers in every city in the country.
So you're going to change my phone number?
Yes, yes.
What do you want some money?
Three number. No, there's no money involved. It's completely free. Just write down this number, and that'll be your new number as soon as we hang up.
Well, it's not my phone number, you dumbass. It's never been a Google number. It's through Verizon.
Oh, sure it has. You just don't realize it. Like, do a Google search on your phone number. You'll see it's with Google, you fucking idiot.
Well, it's not with Google, you pull-start motherfucker. You're going to call me and call me a fucking idiot?
Yeah, because you're being a fucking idiot.
Okay.
You don't understand how phone numbers work.
Who do I pay my fucking cell phone bill to?
I think Verizon. You just told me that a minute ago.
Okay, so why would I pay fucking Google and Verizon, you dumb motherfucker?
I didn't ask for a payment from you, you dumb motherfucker. I'm just
then
calling to change.
Why are you calling me and talking shit to me, you stupid fuck?
I'm trying to give you your new phone number.
Why don't you come fucking talk to me in person?
Because it's my
new phone number.
It's my job.
Yeah.
stupid.
Okay, maybe you should get a real fucking job where you don't call people and bother them on Sunday afternoons, you stupid motherfucker. Where do you want to meet up and talk about this in person, you punk fuck?
I'm not in Brainerd, so it's not going to be anywhere around there.
Where the fuck you are?
I'm in
were you in Rochester?
I'm in the call. I'm in the call center, you fucking moron.
All right, who else is there with you?
Lots of other call center people, but they're at their own cubicles.
Let's put one of them on the phone.
No, I don't want to put any of them on the phone.
Because there's nobody else there, you stupid fuck. You're a little prank-calling motherfucker. I'm going to fucking call your goddamn number, and it's not a fucking call center. I don't know why you're calling me and talking shit, but you're about to find some fucking shit out about what's going to happen to you.
Oh, no, what's going to happen to me?
This stupid fucker's calling me in my Google number. He's going to tell me my new phone
number.
I'm
so scared.
I don't have a Google fucking phone. Hey, you want to talk to my office manager?
You mean your mom? Okay, let me talk to your mom.
My mom? You dumb motherfucker.
Well, don't get mad just because I figured out it's your mom.
It's my fucking office manager, you cockfuck.
Yeah, right. Hey, mom. It's Mike from Google. Tell her it's Mike from Google. Say, hey, mom.
Who is this?
Oh, hey, mom. He doesn't want to admit that you're his mom. It's weird. I'm just calling to let you know we're changing the phone number here. I'm with Google. We're the provider of this phone number that gives it to Verizon, and it's about to change. So do you have a number? Do you have a pencil or a pen you can write down this number with?
1 second. Sorry, I'm in the bathroom.
Okay. Oh, boy, did I just get an earful from that guy. He was cursing. He was cursing like something, you know?
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
Is there a reason that the number is changing?
You got outbid on it by a rival tree service provider.
Oh.
So, yeah, they were able to bid on your phone number through Google. And since Google is the provider of the phone number itself, you're just going to have to talk to Verizon about hooking up this new phone number. But
Is there no notification when something like that goes on?
Yes. Yeah, there is. That's what this phone call is. So as soon as we hang up, I'm going to change your phone number, but don't worry. Your customers will not be confused because it's to a rival tree service. They'll just think they're getting the same one.
Okay, so what's the new number?
It is going to be 6125. That's in a different state. Okay.
All right. Well, I appreciate you calling. I'm actually not his manager. I'm his girlfriend.
Oh, it sounds like you're his mom. But that's cute that his mom would actually pretend he's his girlfriend just so he doesn't feel, you know, less manly.
I am 28 years old.
You are a one in a million mom. I wish you were my mom. I wish my mom cared that much.
You don't have to me. I didn't say anything to you. So I appreciate the call and you have a good rest of your day.
I'm trying to say you're a very nice mother. And
But I appreciate that.
You are his mother, you confess? Is that what you said?
I am not his mother.
Why do you say you were his office manager? It seems like he started off with a lie. So why would he be honest about you being his girlfriend? No, you're his mother.
This doesn't seem like a business type of phone call, so I'm not really sure what the situation is. It's Sunday and...
Are you two experts in business? In business speak? Saying things like, that's my office manager here in the background. Totally not my mother when he said that, you know?
Okay. Anyway, I don't care. Have a good rest of your day.
How come he got so quiet? Did you tell him to hush up? Do you wear the pants in the family and you told him to hush up? So now he's just keeping quiet?
I'm a very professional Google representative. I'm not sure what the situation is, but you have a good rest of your day.
I was being professional at first, but then that guy just started cursing. You guys heard him, right? He cursed so much at me. I did not like it. Okay, I'm done trying to change people's phone numbers, but I'll remember to do that. You know, say I'm with the same type of company. Oh, wait, though. I don't think I can do his ID number, too, because it has to do with Will It Flush at apartment buildings. And it's Sunday. There's not going to be any apartment buildings open. So, crap. What do? I'm going to move on to idea number 3 of Brad's. He says, please do shared phone numbers again, where their phone number will only ring half of the time. I don't even remember doing that ever, but that sounds kind of fun. Should I do more tree people? Tree people sure get angry with me sometimes. Did they put their moms on the phone, who suddenly isn't their office manager? She's suddenly a girlfriend.
Man, I just want to call that guy and give him more shit. Okay, idea number two, and I'm going to try this with trailer park landlords, because maybe they'll be around on a Sunday if they live there in the trailer park. What else are they going to be doing? He wants me to try flushing a do-it-yourself plumbing book down the toilet, and now that you're flushing it, you can't consult it to figure out how to unclog it. Oh, and then there's other suggestions. A bunch of suggestions. I'm not doing all this.
Hello?
Hey! I'm one of your tenants. Yeah. I'm one of your tenants. I'm trying to flush something down the toilet and it won't go down. And now the toilet... now the toilet's just kind of stopped up.
What lot are you in?
Yeah.
What lot are you in?
Oh, no. You know the blue trailer?
Is that, I don't know.
It, like, I'm trying to flush down a manual down the toilet. Like, I rolled it up.
A manual?
Yeah, like a... I don't know, not a super thick manual, but maybe 150 pages.
Well, I'm afraid you're going to have problems doing that.
Yeah, I'm trying to. And
besides that, I don't own the trailer park anymore, so you'll have to call somebody else.
Well, who do I have to call?
I'd like to call them.
Who is it?
888.
Are they going to pick up on a Sunday?
I don't know.
Look, just get down here anymore. Fix my toilet. I'm trying to
besides
flush.
Besides that, if you flush your manual down the toilet, that's your problem, son. It's only supposed to be shit and toilet paper and pee.
Well, nobody said that to me. Nobody told me.
Well, you better learn.
It's a manual on how to do basic home plumbing.
Well, I think you should have read it before you flushed it.
Well, I skimmed through it, but I don't think this part was covered even.
Well, I think you got a problem.
And I'm just and trying to flush it.
I don't have anything to do with trailer park, so.
Sir,
bye.
What do I do?
You can call this number.
I don't want to call a toll-free number.
Well, I'm sorry, but that's the only number I got for him.
What, I'm not good enough for you anymore?
Huh?
I'm not good enough for you anymore?
I don't take care of the trailer park anymore.
I know. Why not? What else?
I don't have anything to do with it.
You're not even doing anything today. I could just hear you. You're watching TV.
I got TV on, but I'm sitting here in front of my computer paying bills, okay?
Yeah, right. You're just watching television all day.
Yeah, sure.
I'll give you 20 bucks to fix my toilet. Seems like most of these trailer park numbers are disconnected. Not sure what that's about. But these are from Apocalypse. He sent these to me in 2020. Thank you for that, Apocalypse.
Hello, Jackie.
Oh, thank God you picked up. I'm one of your tenants.
Okay. It says Jackie Edens.
Yeah, that's my mom's number. I'm borrowing her cell phone.
Okay.
Yeah,
go ahead.
I'm flushing a manual down my toilet, and it's not going down, and now nothing will go down. It's like a...
I've got a lot of rentals.
Oh, sir, listen. It's not a very thick manual. It's like maybe 200 pages tops. You know? Sir.
Okay, slow down. Listen, stop just a minute. Who are you? What apartment or what mobile home lot are you on?
336. Here, let me try and flush it again. So it spins around a little bit, but it's rolled up. Oh, the water's going up over the edges. It's going to flood again. Every time I flush it, it just keeps... The manual won't go down.
Yeah, well, you may want to use a plunger on it, right? Do you have a plunger?
Well, the manual hasn't gone far enough down the drain yet to fit a plunger over it. Do you think I can, like, shove it down there with the plunger?
Well, wait till it'll go down a little bit, won't it? Do you have a plunger?
Yes.
Okay. What's your mom's name or the tenants that are actually there? I know you're there visiting or something.
Oh, no, I'm not visiting. I live here.
Okay, so what is the lot number? Do you know?
Let me try this one more time. Sir, it's still overflowing.
Yeah, well, you shouldn't keep flushing it, sir.
We're in 336. Oh, it's all over the floor.
Yeah, good one. You shouldn't keep flushing that.
Well, you shouldn't have told me to flush it. You shouldn't have told me to flush it like that.
I'll see you later. Bye.
Why? Why? What are you... You're hanging up on me? What the hell? Oh, he wants me to say that I am flushing misdirected mail that was addressed to the apartment management / landlord, but somehow was delivered to me. Okay, let's see if I can get another one to pick up.
Hello.
Hey, is this the mobile home park?
Yes, it is.
Oh, thank God. I'm flushing mail down the toilet. Like just a bunch of old junk mail that keeps arriving here. And it's clogging up the toilet.
Well, I guess you shouldn't be flushing the mail down the toilet.
Well, it's not my mail. It's coming to us by mistake. It says it's meant for the park manager.
Who is this?
This is Roy. I'm one of the residents here. And I'm just trying trying to flush this. Hold, here, let me try again. Yeah, it's still not going down. The mail's starting to float up. It's going to go on the floor again. Sir. Sir.
Yeah.
It went all over the floor.
What's your lot number?
Was it 16, I think? Sir, hello. You're just breathing really heavy at me. Cut that out.
Lot 16.
Yeah, I don't know. What's the matter, really? What should I do if I'm getting a bunch of junk mail that's intended for the main office? I think some of it's under your name.
Why don't you just bring it to the office?
Oh, no, I'm not a postman. That's probably a federal offense. Impersonating a postman? I'm not going to go down that road. I'm just trying to... Should I rip it up first before I throw it in the toilet?
You should probably go to the post office.
Oh, no, I don't work for the post office.
Well,
I don't do government...
Then do what you want to do with it.
Okay, well, I'm gonna rip it up some more, and then I'm going to throw it... Well, dang it. All right, let's look at these alleged past ideas of Brad's, even though I don't think I'm going to get your number two idea done here. This old idea from September 25th, that's just the same idea you just sent me. Hey, we got a call coming back from someone named Chrissy, probably a trailer park person I called. Hello?
Hi, this is Chrissy.
Oh my gosh, is this the trailer park manager? Chrissy.
No, it is not. This is the manufactured home community owner.
Oh, ma'am, don't get a bitchy attitude with me. I'm calling because my toilet's clogged up.
Okay, what lot are you in?
312.
312?
Yeah.
I'm sorry, you have the wrong...
No, I don't. You know what I mean by 312. It's the third one down.
I'm sorry?
It's the third one down. Chrissy.
Okay, we don't have a lot 312.
Chrissy, I've been getting your mail by accident. The postman keeps bringing me your mail.
What's your name?
Roy.
I'm sorry?
Roy.
Roy?
Yes.
What's your last name?
Well, that doesn't matter. I'm just trying to tell you I've been getting your mail. They keep bringing it to me by mistake. It's been happening for months.
Okay, I think you have the wrong person.
This is not...
Because we don't have anybody that I know of named Roy in our community.
No, I don't have a lot
312.
I wouldn't be on the computer. I'm kind of here on the lowdown, on the hush-hush.
Well, you need to reach Keith at the office number, not me, because I can't do anything about your toilet.
The mail, it's coming to Chrissy... It's under your name.
Okay. I don't know who you are. I don't know where it's coming, but you'll have to reach Keith. If you call the community number, he can probably help you.
I don't get along with Keith.
Well, if you're living there and you're not registered, you're not going to get along with me either.
Well, don't you care about your mail?
I can't fix your toilet.
Don't you care about your mail? I'm trying to flush your mail down the toilet. Dang it. She hung up on me. So I think that was from way earlier when I was calling trailer park people. I must have called Chrissy. But anyway, yeah, Brad's last email to me, I flushed my lease down the toilet. Now it's clogged and they're telling me to read my lease and I can't because it's flushed down the toilet, you know. And then he had his management company send out a letter. This is a different email he sent me about a kitty litter disposal. All kitty litter must be placed in double plastic bags tied and disposed of in the garbage containers in the basement. Don't put kitty litter down the chute. Oh, that sounds hilarious. You know, people are just pouring it down the chute without a bag or anything. That's great. I know I'd do that, but I know the place isn't going to pick up. I'll go ahead and call it anyway. But this is a Sunday, so a lot of apartment people probably aren't going to pick up their apartment phones. You reached
management. Unfortunately, our office is now closed.
Oh, balls.
If you know your party.
So I'll get to that one soon. I promise, Brad. I think I've done all of your ideas, or at least tried to.
I don't know. Hello?
Hey, is this Braden?
Yeah.
Hey, it's Roy over at the Jimmy John's. You got some food here a couple days ago?
Yeah.
You got the veggie?
Yeah, I got a veggie, yeah.
Hey, we're looking on the camera. We saw that you stole the change box for the crippled kids.
Me?
Yes, and you need to bring that back, sir.
That was not me.
That's just not cool. That's the crippled kid's
box.
That was
absolutely not me.
It wasn't even.
I don't know what the fuck you're talking about.
It wasn't even
like,
the tips.
Look at the cameras again.
It wasn't even the
look
tips box.
Look at the cameras
box.
Again.
No,
look
you,
at the cameras again.
You did it. You stole the crippled kid's box.
Are you fucking with me? Is this a random person? Who are you?
No, this is Roy from the Jimmy John's. And you were here on
the
21st.
Look at the cameras again. I came in. Okay, yeah. Watch me come in with my girlfriend.
Getting your cute little veggie burger.
I got a veggie burger and I'm not a veggie burger, a veggie sandwich and it's for my girlfriend. And then I got myself a fucking Club Lulu, dude.
How come it's not on the same receipt?
You don't know shit. What the fuck you're talking about?
It's not even on the same receipt.
What are you talking about?
Oh, you know what I'm talking about. Look, you just need to bring back that change box. That's for the crippled kids.
I didn't take shit, you fucking idiot, dude. I don't know what the fuck you're talking about. I didn't take shit from fucking cripples, you fucking idiot. Don't fucking talk to me like
it's,
that.
It's not cool
bag.
To steal money from the cripples,
I didn't
okay?
steal shit, you fucking retard,
you're
right?
Stealing. Oh, now you're calling me a retard after stealing the cripple kid's
I
money?
I didn't steal anything.
Wow.
Look at the fucking
you're a real
again.
Piece of work, sir.
Dude, look. Okay, I'll come in there right now, see what I look like,
oh, we know it was
not
you.
The same guy.
We know it was you,
you know
Braden.
No shit.
Oh, yes, we do. One of
oh,
the one of the employees
God.
Here knows you. So he's like,
I don't
yep,
know any of the employees.
That's definitely him. Oh, no, they know you.
I don't know
he works
the employees.
In, he works in the back.
I don't know any employee that works there.
His name's Sensei Doug. You know him.
No, I don't. I don't know that name at all.
Yeah, right. Anyway.
No, I don't.
Can you just, look, you're not in any legal trouble. We're not going to call the police or anything.
No,
we just want
no,
our
no,
cripple
no.
kids' money back.
I didn't take the money.
There was something
so
like
have it.
There was something like $9 in there, and you just took it.
I didn't take anything, so I don't know what the fuck you're talking about.
And that's the cripple kid's money, and then you called me a retard.
Because you're accusing me of something I absolutely never did.
That's no reason to
I'm
use
sorry,
the R word.
Please recheck. Okay, I'm sorry about that. I shouldn't have said that. But just don't accuse me of something I didn't do. You check the cameras again. It's not me.
Well,
I
we check the camera. The cameras don't lie. You know, we got you
then,
red.
Okay, I'll
we caught you red-handed on the video. Oh no, we don't.
Will, all right, you want me to come in Jimmy John's and look at the cameras with you and show
okay.
you it's not me?
All right, come on in.
I actually will come in there right now.
Okay, how long is it going to take? I'm not. I don't want to fight. Though.
I mean, I live.
You better not act like
away.
You
want to
fight.
I'm not trying to fight nothing. I'm just telling you, it's not me.
Oh, are you calling me nothing?
What?
Oh, I'll show you nothing, motherfucker. No, I don't want to fight, though.
What?
Like, no, I'm just saying, I don't want to fight. Stop trying to goad
no,
me into fighting.
No, I don't want to fight either.
You keep trying to goad
what?
Me into fighting. Just please don't do that.
This is a joke.
Yes.
Who is this?
My name is Brad.
Who is Brad?
I'm so sorry. I just decided to prank you at random. I found your receipt on the floor. I was in there eating at Jimmy John's, and you left your receipt behind and had your phone number on it.
Oh, okay.
I thought, wouldn't it be funny if I just tricked Braden into thinking that he stole the cripple kid's box?
Not really, man. I'm hungover as shit. I just woke up.
You're going around just calling people retards all willy-nilly?
When they accuse me of stealing money from cripple kids, probably.
Well, that's going to get you canceled. You can't be calling people retards. I never use the retards word on my show.
On your show?
What? Nothing?
Your show?
I don't know what you're talking about. I gotta go, okay? You know, I'm this is a long distance call and you're costing me money, so can you please just hang up the phone?
You're the one who called me.
I know, but I need you to hang up. This is costing me money. I'm on one of those prepaid phone cards.
I'm staying on the phone,
motherfucker. No, don't stay on the phone. Hang up the goddamn phone. Brayden, I can hear you breathing. I hear you breathing. I know you're there. Brayden, you're breathing so heavily. I think your heart rate's going up. I'm starting to be concerned for you. Brayden, get off my phone. I'm going to go bankrupt. All right, I'm just going to hang up on Brayden. So we're not going to get a call back from him because I was actually calling from the Jimmy John's that he left his receipt at. Oh, yeah, this was a request. This was from the sign guy, of course. He found somebody's receipt on the ground and it had his phone number on it because it was a web pickup order found on the street. That's what you get for littering, Brayden. Going around littering your receipts. Weirdos like the sign guy are going to pick up your receipt and get your phone number off it and send it to some weird prank caller on the internet. So I guess we're done with Brad's prank requests that he sent in where he claimed I never did his ideas. Now I'm just kind of going through the prank request directory and seeing what all there is. It looks like the sign guy has sent me a buttload of stuff, as usual. Thanks, the sign guy. You know, that's going to confuse that guy. If he calls back and it's the actual Five Guys phone number, he's going to be like, wait a minute, they were calling from Five Guys. This is so confusing. And then he'll be like, oh my god, maybe I did steal the cripple kid's money. I'm such a fucking retard. That's what he'll think. That's not what I'm saying. That's what he's going to think. Don't cancel me, you guys.
Well, no.
Hello, Max?
Yep.
Hey there, it's Steve Dave from T-Mobile, your wireless carrier. I'm calling to let you know we're changing this phone number, this 3839.
They change it?
Yeah, we're going to change it to a new phone number.
No, because that's my phone number. It's for my business, bro. If you change it...
Hey, don't call me bro, chief. We're changing your phone number right now.
No. If you change it, you kill my life. What? Change it. I don't solicit to change my
this
phone
is,
number.
Changing your phone number is not the same as murder. I won't be
no,
taking
yes.
your...
For me, yes. I have like 20 years with my phone number and all my...
Yeah, you're just going to have to get a new phone number. And lucky for you, I've got one right here. You have a pin. You have to write down your phone number. Max. What's going on? The weird sounds are getting more frantic. Max? What's all that static? I don't know what that was. I think Max just shorted out. That was his head exploding. Oh, wait, no. He's calling me back. Hello, this is T-Mobile. This is Roger speaking. Can I help you?
Hey, someone just called me. And they want to say they changed my 3839 phone number. No, why?
Oh, yeah, this one coming up here on the computer. Yeah, it looks like that one is getting changed.
No. The one we killed is one for my son. There's no any more activity because...
Did you just say you
want to
kill your son?
Yeah, that's my son's and all the phone number.
Oh, so we're gonna change this 3839 number.
No, the 3839, no.
No,
that's my cell phone number.
We're going to change that to a phone number in the 901 area code. That's a whole different state.
No. Why?
Because someone else outbid you on it. They outbid you on your phone number. So when anyone calls this 3839 number, they're going to reach his business.
No, because are you guys here closer? Can I go to the office right now?
Oh, yeah, if you want to, but we might be closed by the time you get here. He's a car salesman too. This guy that's buying your number, he works for Ford. So he's just buying your number from you. That's all.
No, because if you give me another phone number, the hundreds of customers I have, they call me of this phone number. They don't find me.
Yeah, I think that's why your coworker outbids you on your phone number.
No, so, but I don't want to. They want to change it.
Oh, no, it's too late. He already gave us money for your phone number. He gave us $3,000.
Who gave it $3,000?
Jeff.
Who?
Jeff.
What Jeff?
His name is Jeff.
What Jeff?
With two Fs.
But what Jeff?
Listen here, buddy. We're changing your phone number. Do you want the new phone number or not?
Buddy, I pay for my phone.
Hey, don't call me buddy, pal. That was a business card that somebody left up on a bulletin board at a bridal shop in a mall, because women getting married are definitely going to want to buy cars, right? Okay, here's a prank request from 4 days ago from Okra, and I'm just blindly following instructions here. I don't know what's actually going on yet, but he wants me to call from the mattress firm that's across the street, and am I doing something to do with Sensei Doug? This email is a little confusing. Just wants me to call the Starbucks lady and tell her to stop giving me snake eyes. But I'm calling from the mattress place? Or is there a karate place over here?
Starbucks on how can I help you?
Hey, who's this?
This is Asia speaking.
Aha, I knew it was you. This is Sensei Doug over at the mattress firm.
Okay.
And you're over there just looking out the window and giving me snake eyes over here all the time. So can you please just stop looking over here at Mattress Firm and give me snake eyes like that? Because I don't want to start any fights with anybody. I'm just over here trying to work.
I'm so confused.
I'm just trying to work. I'm trying to sell mattresses, ma'am.
Okay.
You don't have to just be over there giving me snake eyes all day.
Okay.
Is there a Michelle in there?
No, she's not here today.
Well, Michelle does it the most, but it's also you. Asia and Michelle. Always giving me snake eyes. And I don't even...
Is there anything else I can help you with?
I don't even think you can see this far. So it's a little weird that you're giving me snake eyes from that far away. Now that I look at the map, you know? Okay, we lost Asia. I don't even see a mattress firm across the street from this Starbucks. Was that some kind of a trick? I think I just got tricked, but thank you, Okra, for sending that one in. She was confused, at least, a little bit. Confused and amused.
Hello?
Hi, Abby?
Yes?
Hey there, it's Larry from the Verizon Wireless store. You know, we're getting ready to change your phone number. We got someone in the store here.
Why?
That's going to be... Well, someone in the store is going to be exchanging phone numbers with you.
What?
It's Mrs. Stuman. She says she lives down the street from you.
What?
The 7790, that's going to belong to Mrs. Stuman. So do you have a pen? I'm going to have you write down your new phone number.
No.
You don't
it's
have a pen?
It's not happening at all.
Oh, no, it's definitely happening. I've got it on the computer right now. We're getting ready to change the 7790 number.
Okay, what store are you at? Wait, can you get your
I'm
phone
number? I'm at the Verizon Wireless store.
Hold on one second. I need to record this phone call, actually.
Okay, honey. You going to pretend you're a detective there?
Hold on. Just wait.
You got to get your detective equipment out.
Hold on one second.
You can show everybody your phone recording of your number getting changed, which is completely legal to do because we own your phone number.
I don't know how you fucking record anything. I don't record people.
You don't know how to record shit.
Hold on.
Abby.
Yep.
Why don't you know how to record things?
Natalie, I think this is somebody totally fucking with you right now.
Do you have to record? I'm just trying to give you your new phone number.
Okay. Continue what you're saying.
We're going to be changing your phone number. Do you have a pen or a pencil so you write down your new phone number?
No, and changing my phone number because of why?
Because a neighbor has outbid you on your phone number. It's going to go to Mrs. Steuben.
Neighbor? And can you spell that last name, please?
She's here in the store right now. No, it's Mrs. Steuben, common spelling. You can just call her.
Can you spell it for me?
You can just call her at your old phone number and you can talk to her, okay?
Can you spell it? Can you spell it, please?
This person is fucking with you.
Oh, no. There was two ladies there, and one of them knew. That was from Next Door Nick. Oh, I'm getting a call back, and it is not from those two people. Hello?
Hello. Called me like 2 months ago?
Yeah, that was me.
Okay, so what do you need to know my phone number?
Oh, we're going to change your phone number. The 7790 number, we're changing it.
Okay.
We're changing that to a different phone number.
And what's your mama's phone number?
My mama's phone number.
Uh-huh. Give me the OTP.
I'm not telling you that. OTP to,
give me the OTP to confirm.
The OTP?
Motherfucker. Yeah.
Hey, don't call me a motherfucker.
And give me your mama's phone number.
That's not a nice way to talk to somebody who's about to change your phone number.
Shut up, motherfucker. Already called Sprint and T-Mobile.
I got you good, didn't I? I wasted a bunch of your time. I made you call your phone carriers.
Fuck you yourself.
Oh, man. I just got owned completely by that guy. All right. I'm calling Abby back. She's blocked my number, but when I call from a different number, it'll ring.
Your call has been forwarded to an automated voice.
But then she just hangs up on me anyway. Here, let me try from a different other phone number.
Your call has been forwarded to an automated.
That one went straight to voicemail. Try another one. She's getting all my phone numbers. Abby is.
Your call has been forwarded to an automated voice.
Okay, I give up on Abby, and I think I'm giving up on this show. I think I'm going to just kind of call it a day now and play some voicemails.
Brad. Oi, Brad. I heard you on the Dwight show the other day. I was going to make a wee suggestion to Dwight, and I know I probably mentioned this to Dwight already, but I wonder if Dwight wants to get like a voicemail section for his show, like your show, because the voicemail sections are really.
That's everybody's favorite part of the show.
You practically invented the voicemail. The voicemails for prank calls, I'm sure, Brad.
It's but true.
Could be wrong.
It could be. I don't know, actually. I just did voicemails on my show because all the other podcasts did voicemails on their shows. But none of those podcasts were prank calls, so maybe I should take a hint from that and stop doing voicemails on the show.
Hey, Brad. It's Crimson.
Hey, Crimson.
I was calling to tell you
that you're depressed.
That Bot hasn't been working.
Oh, no.
But it looks like she's up and working again. But it looks like Lenny isn't quite working still. So, curious to know how you can get that back up.
Are you just messing with me?
Crimson, away!
No! Okay, fine, I'll let you do that. There you go. Yeah, I don't know why the bots would be down. They should either work or they don't work. Maybe I'll reboot my system and see if that does anything.
Yo! What up, Brad?
Hey.
I always wanted to tell you I appreciate you for always putting me on the podcast. My kids always hear it and say,
anytime.
Dad, you're on the air! It's cool, man.
Hey, kids, tell your dad he's an idiot. You're an idiot, Dad. Say that to him.
Kids hear you. Can you shout out my son's birthday? He's going to be 14 on the 27th.
Oh, shoot. No, I'm sorry. Today's the 23rd. So maybe try again closer to the 27th for your son's shout out.
Right. Appreciate you. Have a good day.
Asshole.
I'm not trying to tell you what to do.
Yes, you are. That's all you've been doing. This whole voicemail. Okay, I'm sorry. Shout out to your son that's going to be 14 on the 27th. Don't call your dad an idiot. That's not nice. Respect your elders.
Hey, Bradley. This is Brad from Albany, Oregon.
Hello.
I'm just kidding. Bye-bye. Wow. I've been listening to your
asshole
shit since I was, 14, after all my friends, ditched me and shit, and, yeah.
They probably ditched you because you're listening to prank calls.
Kind of found
hope. What kind of person listens to prank calls?
Your show kind of got me through some tough shit.
Aww.
I'm now 25, and I still listen to you. Keep on the cool shit, dudes. Peace.
I will. Thanks for the voicemail. We should prank all your friends on a show. Because they all ditched you.
Hey,
you know?
Roy. Whoa. I really like that call you made to the I'm Gonna Fucking Kill You guy. He calls you Mr. Under the Ground Liver. I heard it from that song.
I was going to say, which one? So many people want to kill me.
So I went over to www.shitbrazdas.com and I typed in I'm Gonna Fucking Kill You and I listened to the prank and I thought it was really funny.
Thanks.
How are your legal troubles going? I've heard...
They're totally over.
I heard a Ding Ding Temper prank call and I thought it was fucking awesome.
Thanks.
So how's that going? Can we expect more of those? I love you. Goodbye.
If people send in ding numbers, I will call ding numbers. And I forgot to mention it in the intro because I kept getting interrupted in the intro and it was making it weird. It was stretching it out. I didn't like it. All those fucking people interrupting me. But yeah, I forgot to mention it in the intro. I am completely off probation now. I received a letter in the mail from the probation people. They're just like, bye. No more probation for you. So that's all over. That's nice. Thanks for advertising shitbradsays.com. Created by Synthhead, one of the sponsors of today's show.
Hey, Bradley, it's me calling from Rosebud.
Hey.
I wanted to thank you for putting that song in the beginning episode of 777, Hilarious Love It from Walmart.
Also, I was looking through stuff Red says, and it appears you have never used the word tubular on a snowplow show. So I was wondering if that could be a word I could find on there soon. So yeah, that'd be awesome.
I think it'd be cooler if I just never, ever used that word a single time in my entire life. And that'll just never be in the database. That'll be my safe word. And I don't know which call you're talking about, I guess. Oh, maybe that Mrs. Steuben call from Walmart. Is that which one you mean? Probably.
Hi, Snowplow Show. This is Tim Riggy.
Hey.
Listen, right now in America, we have the basketball season starting. We have baseball playoffs. Football is in the middle of the season. And three words occurred to me. Competitive prank calls. Imagine pitting a couple of prank callers against each other somewhere between like a rap battle.
To the death.
America's Got Talent.
And to kill each other.
Last Comic Standing. Somewhere between that and maybe those Japanese obstacle course game shows or whatever. Like, do that. Eventually, you know, like, it could be in the Olympics. You know, snowboarding is in the Olympics, and
that's true.
You know,
it is.
Prometheus wasn't snowboarding, so, like, who knows? You could be representing our great nation against some other country that maybe don't even have a telephone. You know, like, Cool Runnings.
Their prank calls would
remember that
suck.
Movie, Cool Runnings, of prank calls? Imagine that, like, I don't know. So
this
what
is
I'm
a
saying
long
is, like, let's get
sir.
Some competitive prank calls going, or else do some Cool Runnings calls. I don't know. That's it. This has gone on way too long.
Yeah,
I'm sorry.
Way too long.
Cactus.
Gosh, darn
see
it.
You later. Bye.
I don't even know what I'm supposed to do anymore.
What's up, Brad? This is Ayrson from California.
Hey.
I just wanted to tell you, I finally became a real person and downloaded a podcast app.
Mm.
I was using YouTube, and then I realized that was for homeless people.
Fuck YouTube.
So I now have a podcast app to listen to your podcast.
Yay.
So I also want to know, you should make
which one did you get? Which podcast app?
Entire show calling people a son of a bitch on Swap Shop. Yeah, thank you for your shows. Bye.
Okay. Haven't I done that? Haven't I done an entire show of nothing but calling people son of a bitch? Or maybe that was just the first show I did where I called everybody son of a bitch. And now I just kind of enjoy doing it.
Oh, hey, RBCP. It's Great Big Pete calling
hey, Great
to say
Big
hey.
Pete.
And I love you. I love you, buddy.
Aw. Thanks, Great Big Pete.
Big kiss for you there. Anyhow, your show's been great. Love you. Okay, gotta go. Bye.
Thanks, Great Big Pete. What a nice voicemail. I think I'd be crazy not to end on that voicemail, so thanks to Great Big Pete, the voicemails are over. Thank you to the sponsors, ZTK, High School Graduate, FOD87, Synthhead, and Brown Magic.
What is Brown Magic? What is that?
Oh, he's one of the sponsors of my shows. I'm trying to end the show. You're making it weird, sir.
I don't know nothing about Brown Magic.
Well, you should. You know, he's one of the sponsors. Thanks to everybody else that listens to the show and, you know, sponsors the show every single month. Thanks, everybody, for doing that. We'll see you next time. What?
Okay.
Wait, no. Say your goodbyes. Say goodbye to everybody.
Goodbye.
Bye, everybody.
Pick up the goddamn phone, Steve. Pick up the goddamn phone. Pick up the goddamn phone, Steve. Come on, will you? For Christ's sake. I found a forehead in the sink last week. It looked a lot like Mrs. Pink. She's on her way from Alcatraz. I saw her spilling her guts and all that jazz. Come on, pick up the goddamn phone, Steve. Jesus. Ah, for Christ's sake.
ringing's driving me crazy. It's gonna come off the wall. I'm gonna drive you insane, Steve. Oh, for God's sakes. That's it. I don't care anymore. You hear what I'm saying? I don't care anymore. I've had it. That's it. Tell that little son of a bitch Chip to go to hell. I don't give a damn if he can get a date on a Friday or no. Oh, for God's sake, Steve.
What is this, a prank call? Is this what this is?